Okay, I'm Krishanti from Sri Lanka. I'm living in Gampaha, very close to Colombo in Sri Lanka. And I'm working in the Sabarakam University of Sri Lanka, working as a lecturer in the Department of Agribusiness Management. Yeah, I just came here to start my PhD, that's to continue my postgraduate studies. It's PhD in Accounting and Finance. I have started there in Tanam Business School. Basically, I wanted to do my PhD, of course, my postgraduate studies in a European country, and I had given the priority to UK, of course. And I have selected Durham University because I know that it's a well-recognized institute, and of course, like, I know the ranking Durham Business School is having at the moment, and I know the research community that they are in Durham Business School. I know the academics and the recognition that they are having, so I have specially selected Durham Business School. Though I'm from a Faculty of Agricultural Sciences, I wanted to be a specialized person in the business management field. That inspired me a lot to join with Durham Business School here.
And what have your first impressions been of Durham?
Considering the place, it's really beautiful and it's really fantastic. And of course, I had to face some of the problems at the very beginning, soon after coming here, because everything is a bit of change from my country. And so because of that, I had to face that experience also. But I love this city. I like to study in a place where people from many other parts of the world are here. The city, the entire city, of course, is based on the university. So I prefer this place a lot. I'm living in Hatfield College. My college also is located in the city itself, so I think it's convenient for me. It's a bit away from Durham Business School, but I'd like to even have a walk from my college to the university because it's really a nice place.
And are you here on a scholarship or a bursary?
Yeah, I'm here on a fee waiver studentship where I don't have to pay tuition fee, that is paid by the Project Sri Lanka of the Durham University. When I was thinking about starting my postgraduate studies, our university, Sabarakam University, was having a link with Durham Business School, Durham University. That is, the university was having an MOU with Durham University, and under that they advertised that there will be some PhDs. I wanted to apply for one of these PhDs, so I applied, and it was something like an open competition. I had to prepare my proposal, and luckily my proposal got accepted, and then I got the chance to study here.
At the end of your PhD, what are you looking to take back with you to Sri Lanka?
Academic knowledge is the first thing. And also, being a lecturer in a university, I need the international exposure. I need to have it, and I can bring that also. And all the experience I get by being here, and I have the chance to participate for many of the conferences here. I have the chance to participate for some conferences even in the other countries. So I'd like to take all this experience and the knowledge I gathered and everything back to Sri Lanka.
How usual is it for people in Sri Lanka to go and study abroad and do a degree abroad?
Of course, when it comes to postgraduate education, one thing I know is it's quite a difficult task for people to find placements and also find scholarships to come here to start their work. I mean, because compared to Sri Lanka, it's doing studies here in a European country, it requires quite a lot of money. So that is one of the constraints. So because of that, it's really a bit difficult. One is getting the placement as well as getting a scholarship.
And do you think that when you go back to Sri Lanka, will you encourage your students, your future students, to come to the UK or to come to Durham and study for degrees?
Yeah, of course. I encourage them because I know we should not limit to our own context. I mean to the Sri Lankan context only. We need that international exposure as well as we need to get exposure through some recognized institutions. So I always encourage them.